Ladies and gentlemen, this ad is brought to you in part by WeSampleEverything.com. By the time you hear this podcast, the Interracial Odd Couple podcast with Sife and
Gina,
the Sifadelic beat tape will be out.
Yay!
The Sifadelic beat tape, available on YouTube, available at WeSampleEverything.com. Also, check out Sife Omni at Sife Omni. At IG.com. I sound like a strip club fucking motherfucker.
I don't know what the fuck you sound like. But you just don't
sound creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
Like one of those old black pimps. I just, yeah.
Not... Well, you know it's hard out here for a pimp, honey.
I guess.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
I'm Sife.
Gina.
And what's going on, baby? How's everybody doing out there in the world? Hope everybody had a great week of positive vibes. Yeah. Staying high and right.
Oh, yeah.
My beat tape is out, people.
It is.
If you're listening to this podcast today, my beat tape is out. Go on CLTV, Sife Omni on YouTube. And you will see all the videos.
Already checked it out.
You'll see the movie first, and then the videos come out after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Hell yeah. My first beat tape, don't judge me too bad, people. You already know I got bars. If you judge me too bad, I might send some disses. Some disses out there.
I like to hear them.
Oh, shit. What's going on with you, baby? What's happening this week? A whole lot of shit, right?
I think a lot of shit just runs together. Literally.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened from... Last week.
From Monday
to the other week. did that happen yesterday or did that happen two weeks ago?
That's a fact. The older we get, time does speed up. It feels that way, doesn't it?
I'm fucked.
That's bullshit. And you know it.
Yeah. I'm like,
what?
I can barely even find the house.
Still,
I know.
I've only been in this house for 8 years. I mean, right. What the fuck? honey, go ahead and break it down. Family update. You know, people tune in to see what's happening with the grandpas.
So, yeah, it's so tiring.
This is going to be a short and sweet episode because there's a lot of shit going on this week, people. But didn't want to leave you assed out yet again, and there's no donkey story this time.
No, but there is ass. I got to wipe it.
There we go.
So, I am the...
As long as you ain't using Johnson & Johnson, they fuck people up.
Yeah, no, I don't. I am the brief changer, so I got to show up. You know.
That is an honorable, noble cause, honey.
It is.
Shout out to all the brief changers in the world.
Right.
That's a fact.
It's hard work. It is hard work.
Hell yeah, it is. Delicate. You hope it's hard and not runny.
Delicately hard work.
You hope it's hard and not runny.
Right.
Man.
Because you wouldn't want somebody just to yank you around and grab your shit and just, you know, do horrible things. So you just, you know... You got to be gentle and delicate and takes forever and it's killing my back and I think I'm going to die. But it's worth it.
You take care of your grandpa.
He does. He's
Poppy. We're talking about Poppy.
Poppy. He does. He sings to me.
Because the other one's still banging out push-ups on one arm he's Rocky Balboa.
He is. Uh-huh. Calling me, Gina, get me out of here.
Distressing.
Right. But Poppy's singing to me. He just sings and he talks to me and, you know, it's good.
Singing all the military mantras, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He calls me his beautiful thing. He said, oh.
You're his daughter still, too.
He's like, oh, she's my best. I'm like, yeah, I keep you clean, mister.
That's awesome.
So I do that 4 times a day, so... I'm exhausted and tired, and then, you know, going and seeing Papa so he doesn't feel so alone, and trying to take care of home too. It's just like,
It's rough.
I'm tired.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Ready for a vacation.
Hard out here for a pimp?
Yes. Yeah, still looking for Papa home.
Yeah. And we got a vacation coming up. Papa. We ain't going to disclose the details on when we're going because we don't need our house robbed. Right.
Anyone that is interested in having a roommate, we got a Papa available.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a whole nother.
Hey, we're looking for a home. So,
yeah, still looking for a home.
Still doing that. So one by one, yeah. Locking them down. But I did go to one today that I did like. So it was pretty down to earth. Papa would fit in great.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
The north side.
It is. Papa would fit in beautifully.
And I said that in the beginning when you told me that earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, he fit right in. Because one thing that man has done for me, and of course, I'm just going to put it out there. One thing that man has done for me, and I won't use names, but your grandmother, rest in peace, was not happy that we were in an interracial relationship. Mm-mm. She was not happy the moment I stepped foot in your uncle's house. Mm-hmm. And guess who had my back?
Papa did.
Papa had my back. He said, he's my guest. Mm-hmm. If you got a problem with it, then you got a problem with me. And this is after they've been divorced for how many years?
They divorced when mom was like 18 or 20.
Oh, come on. And your mom is 97 now. So that's what I'm like, yo. But he had my back. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't playing that shit. He had my back. Yeah. And that shit is dope. Mm-hmm. Interracial Odd Couple podcast, people. What's happening? But he had my back, and your grandma wasn't happy about it. Mm-hmm. And she did warm up to me after a little while. Yeah. She did warm up to me.
Because of basketball.
But it was still a little bit. Yeah, because
it's because of basketball.
No, because I shitted on KU and K-State. I can't stand either one of them, even though I'm in Kansas.
She just loved the fact that she had somebody that to talk to basketball with.
Yeah.
She loved that fact.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk hoops.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, somebody knows.
And then all of a sudden we was cool. I'm like, okay, yeah, really. Rest in peace, Grandma. Yeah. But he had my back. Mm-hmm. He had my back. And that's why I said Northside, Wichita.
Yeah. It is a diverse crowd. It's just, you know, you have all different colors. You have all different, you know, just unique people. And he will fit in because he's unique. Yeah. And there's no judging
and
there.
He will love that shit.
And that will be good for him.
And he will love that shit. Despite anybody else's opinions in the family and all the above, I knew he would. I'm like, that's a perfect fit for him.
The place was clean.
Was it?
It did not smell like urine.
Yeah.
So,
because you went and checked it out today.
Yes, I did. No. And all the rooms were clean.
I'm too busy worried about my...
The people were clean.
Beat tape release. No, not really too busy worried about it. But so, the people were clean.
Mm-hmm. So, and the dining room was clean.
Did it completely contradict the conversation that you had the other day with the other place that he's in right now?
Yeah, because she said that would be the last place that she would ever put him.
Which is some bullshit, because that sounds like some racist shit to me right then and there.
He would stick out like a sore thumb.
Okay, well, that's what's perfect, because that's... But you know what?
You dropped the ball.
No, I didn't drop the ball. I didn't at all. That's our technology. Obviously, there's somebody trying to stop us from conveying some messages out there.
I guess.
But I knew it was some bullshit. I knew it was bullshit, with the whole racist aspect of that's the last place you're going to put him on earth and all this other bullshit. I'm like, yo, come on, man. Sticking out like a sore thumb is what Gina does best.
It's not me. I'm right.
No, dude, you're carrying on the torch and the legacy.
I'm like, my dude has a goddamn mohawk that is red. Who's sticking out like a sore thumb?
You call your dude? You call your grandpa your dude?
Right? So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, he's going to stick out of like a sore thumb.
He's got a mohawk, ladies and gentlemen.
Place.
I don't even know if
he's
we even
gonna
brought that up.
He's going to be judged, and then he's going to have a panic attack for the rest of his life because he's like, everybody's looking at me, Jaina, get me out of here. Jaina, they're staring at me. And he's going to have a fucking panic attack.
Yeah, around white folks.
Yeah, so that's not where I want him to go. This place I visited today.
Northside, Wichita.
Just everybody seemed just happy.
Yeah, man. Shit.
And he would fit in perfect.
Medicaid. takes you a long way, especially when it's a peaceful situation. So it doesn't matter what other people's opinions are, mm-hmm. like we were talking about. It doesn't matter. But him sticking out like a sore thumb is what you do, honey. You are carrying it on that Olympic torch. That's just what you do.
How do I stick out like a sore thumb?
You do stick out like a sore thumb.
How do I stick out like a sore thumb?
You stick out like this on a podcast.
I look like a normal person.
Oh, bullshit, because I got stories about how you don't look like a normal person. And
how do I not look like a normal person?
I will save that for a later episode, by the way.
I would like to know this.
Yeah, because she's already thinking, have you been secretly recording me? No.
I don't like this. What the fuck?
Okay, so what were some of the reservations that you had about this place, though?
I really didn't have any, because...
Yeah, that's not what you texted me, though.
I don't know what I texted you. What did I text you?
Well, you said, I like it for the most part.
Yeah, for the
when
most part.
When a woman
part.
Says, for the most part, there's something.
Yeah, because that's not where I want him. If I was able to, I would like to have him with me. Mm-hmm. That way I can be watching him. I can take care of him. I can do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to go on Medicaid and have people fucking freaking him out the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he can still feel independent.
Yeah, I get it.
So for the most part, yeah, it is a good fit. That's what I meant.
That's what you mean?
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Glad we cleared
breathe,
that up.
Honey. Breathe. No, I know, because we had conversations off the mic. And it doesn't have anything to do with everybody else to hear some of the, you know, minute details of what we're talking about and what we're going through. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through that. I keep reiterating that every week.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely keep reiterating that every week. And... man, just do the best you can to take care of your family, man.
Reach out. Talk to people. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I talked to his bank. His bank sent me to a lady. So I called this lady. I said, okay, well, fuck, it doesn't hurt. So I called this lady. She was at another facility, which was out of the price range.
Yes, but, I know. We talked.
But she was able to send me to this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy, he helps people like me.
Because he's been through it.
In the situation to get help.
Yeah, because he's been through it.
He can't really help me because I have to go on Medicaid for him.
Well, yeah.
But
you know what?
He sent me a whole bunch of resources.
But check this out. Before you continue, most Americans are going through the same thing.
That's why I said, just talk to people.
Yeah, most Americans are going through the same thing. They're going through this like, yo, all we got. And a lot of Americans don't even have Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do. So this is monumental and important. And what you're getting ready
and
to say.
Look into shit. Just like fucking today. Oh my God.
What happened today?
Fucking Papa. He's been paying for a goddamn policy that is an additional to his Medicare that pays for the hospital.
In another state.
No, here, you idiot. What the hell?
Why are you calling me an idiot? I'm just throwing little innuendos in there for people to kind of like, you know.
So, he has his policy. He's been paying for this whole entire time. I have been asking him, Papa, what is this policy? I don't know. It's a policy. It's life. It's got to be something. I'm like, okay. Or no, he kept saying, it's my cancer policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what the fuck is cancer policy? I'm like, dude, you're fucking not getting cancer.
He's confusing both of those policies.
I'm confused, you know? So I'm like, this whole time, he's got all these racked up bills from the hospital stays that could have been taken care of by this hospital bill or this hospital policy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Man, it ain't even funny that. But fuck.
Go digging.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. I've been gold digging.
But find what helps. And if you're with the VA, call them.
Go ahead, girl. Go
you
ahead,
worked for those benefits. Yeah, you man. Worked for those benefits.
No,
so
you sacrificed.
Go get them.
You sacrificed your life and you sacrificed your freedom in a way for this country.
so cold.
In this capitalistic country. So go ahead and take advantage of everything that you have at your disposal.
Call them. That's what I got to do for my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go behind my grandma's back. I'm so sorry.
That's the other grandpa. You guys, if you've been listening for 20 episodes.
He needs to use his benefits. He should have been using his benefits for the last 60 years.
At least.
And he hasn't.
Yeah.
So because, he is due.
Because obviously Nano knew what's best and what. No. If he's a 20-year veteran.
They will provide rides. They will help you. They were there. They will call you. They just do it.
Yeah.
Don't abuse it, though. That's why the ones abuse it. And they don't. They get mad when they take them off their drugs.
Yeah. So you could even funnel it down to just people that.
Good benefits for you guys.
Yeah. That's a fact. You can even funnel it down all the way down to just people even in the workforce. FMLA. How many of you motherfuckers take advantage of that? Mm-hmm. Take advantage of that so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. Can't be a real true motherfucking American. And you taking advantage of FMLA? You got 3 kids that need FMLA, but you don't even take care of them worth a motherfucking shit. So why do you have FMLA on all your kids and you can't take care of them? Just as an example. Child support. All this other bullshit. All these things that people take advantage of in this fucking country. Mm-hmm. All these things that people take advantage of. And not in a positive light.
No.
Not in a positive light. It's one of those things, it's like, quit thinking you know everything, but at the same time, on the opposite side of it, quit thinking you're taking advantage of the system at the same time. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, what are you going to be left with when you have to change diapers? Or when your diaper needs to be changed? Mm-hmm. Who's going to look after you? Who's going to look after your best interests? Who's going to make sure that everything goes and corresponds the way that you need it to go? Who's going to do that for you? Mm-hmm. Because if you're thinking you're taking advantage of everything, guess who's taking advantage of you? Seriously. I hope you're listening out there. Right. And you know who we talking about, because y'all ain't slick. Y'all ain't slick at all. Not even. So quit living with these motherfucking opinions and thinking you got all the facts and all this other shit when the internet didn't even exist for your ass until we were in high school. Like, relax. Everybody gotta relax.
You in high school? I didn't have computers in high school.
I didn't either like that.
I had computer class.
You act like you're so much older than me. This is so crazy. See, now we're going to go on a different tangent. Why do you act like you're so much older than me? Yeah, of course we had computer class.
That's why you Oregon Trail.
Yeah, Oregon Trail and number munchers and word munchers and all the above. Hell yeah, that was good times, man. Them Apple computers.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Apple. Mm-hmm. Apple still around.
Yep.
Forrest Gump. It was some kind of fruit company I invested in. And look at how they've taken over the world, even though Steve Jobs is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's tough.
It is.
It's definitely tough.
Life is tough, but it could be worse.
Because there's a lot of things I could talk about, too.
Could be worse.
There's a lot of things I could talk about. Yes, it definitely could be worse. It definitely could be worse, but there's a lot of things I could talk about too. And we are actually, you know, we're scaling it back because, you know, family business is family business. But you guys, do the best you can. Live the best you can. Just sit back and observe, even if that's all you can do. And just move on with your own life. With just that observation and improve yourself. Stay positive. Do the best you can. And slap a motherfucker every now and then when you need a backhand a motherfucker. Put some baby powder on your hand first and then smack them.
Okay.
Just do it.
Sure.
Just do it. Got us a victory. Oh. Nike.
Okay.
And that's not an ad.
Just not do it.
Definitely not an ad.
Okay. So, last night, I didn't get home till like after 11.
Yeah, man. Coming in with all them damn bright lights, thinking I was getting abducted again by Area 51. I thought they was picking me up again with all them bright lights you came in the bedroom with. That's what I thought. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, let me hide under the covers.
That gives me a really funny idea.
Oh, don't you dare.
Oh, I do dare. I will cut this out. I like lights. Camera. Let's see if he wakes up.
Okay, so you got home.
Okay, so no, why I didn't get home, why I didn't get
home till late.
Right, home till late. There we go. Mm-hmm. Nana was telling me a whole bunch of stories about all the boys she was dating.
Oh, I thought that her. So some of the real shit coming out now, right?
And how she did stuff. hilarious. She was like, our making out was a kiss goodnight on the porch.
Oh, she was bringing that up again. I thought it was a little more spicy than that shit. And
she's boo. Like, she's like,
if, she lying. You know her parents lie.
That's how it was back then.
Honey, what do you think we going to tell our grandkids? Because
she
one day?
Told...
Our grandchildren's going to be like, oh, man, we didn't do that. She we said, still haven't had sex all these years.
She told a story about Aunt Betty, her sister, mm-hmm. And Eddie, her husband. They were kissing on the couch.
And steamy.
So, right, they were kissing on the couch. Ooh. And so great-grandma said, Betty, you get up here right now.
And that means her mama.
And so mm-hmm. she ran up there. She says, he's better get out of this house right now or something like that. I have it recorded.
Did she pull the Beverly Hillbilly shotgun out? I recorded it. Shoot him in the motherfucking dick.
And we'll have to see what we can do about playing it.
Because you never know sometimes where these guys come.
Or the girls nowadays either. Right?
Oh. It's just, when we said making out, it would be like a kiss goodnight on the front porch. Mm-hmm. And my mother flipping the light on, telling me to come in. We couldn't sit out in front of the car, and the guys had to come up the door. They couldn't sit out there and honk for us to come out.
Right.
They had to come up and get us. Mother sent Eddie, threatened to send Eddie home. Oh, I tell you, did he tease her the rest of her life? Well, they came in home from something. They came in, and it was folks had already gone to bed, but they was not asleep. And it was real funny. Mother had to go to the bathroom so much. And she'd go in, and she'd look in the front room, you know, and they were sitting on the divan and kissing, I guess. And heard her say, she said, Betty Lou, come in here. So Betty went to the bathroom. She said, if you don't straighten up, he can get himself out.
Ooh.
And she said, I'll go in and I'll tell him.
Oh, goodness.
And I think she started to, Betty went and told Eddie what Mom had said. And he went home anyway before Mother went out. I think before Mother went out to him. But, oh, he teased Mother about that. Oh, for so much. And Mother would be laughing. Well, she did. And if we were supposed to come in and was sitting out in front with the boy, there goes the darn porch light. And after the third flip on that porch light, she'll do it once. And then if we didn't come in, she'd wait a while, like another 50 minutes. She'd flip it again. And he'd say, yeah, I better go in before she comes out. And on that third flip, you better get out of there and get in the house. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't take it to be embarrassed.
Okay.
And we teased her about that, about flipping the light. But no, we didn't go places to... I mean, if you had a date, they came and picked you up. And you met your parents, you know. And that was it.
Yeah, we tried
to... dances with the girls, that's, you know...
That's right. We tell Janae, we say, you know, it's not right. I said, the guy needs to come here, pick you up, mm-hmm. introduce himself. She's like, well, we're not that way. I said, it doesn't matter. It's respect for yourself to have them respect
Mother
you.
Mother always said that if it was time to come home and you tell them you'd like to go home now and they don't do it, She says, you don't date them again.
Yeah.
Because they are showing you no respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was with a guy that I didn't like from school and I wasn't doing anything, he's so boring, I'm going to go. And, oh, we don't want to go home yet, do you? And I said, my mother said. And then as we got older, it was real funny. This guy was in the Navy, or it wasn't the one I was with. He was the one with my friend Joyce. Mm-hmm. But he heard what I said, and he started laughing. We was all married and stationed in Maryland. And we ran into him, and he said, he'll never forget that. Hear me in the back seat, said, my mother said that if you have any respect for me, you will take me home while I'm out. And then I was out with a guy, another guy one night, all school guys. And I couldn't stand him, and I was kind of a little snot, I guess. And all I did was talk about Ray, because Ray was in the Navy, see. Mm-hmm. And he told my friends that, yeah, Pat needs to learn you don't talk about another guy when you're with somebody else. That's all she did was talk about Ray. And I did it on purpose. So he'd take me home.
So funny.
Well, Mother used to drill a lot in us, and out of respect for Mother alone,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to, you know, face her or anything else if I did something wrong. I yeah. couldn't do it. And I respected my folks. I
plug, shameless plug, the Interracial Odd Couple podcast is brought to you by the Psyfedelic Beat Tape. The yeah. Psyfedelic Beat Tape that is out today. And there are reaction videos brought to you in part by, you guessed it,
us.
Yep, the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. So some of you that haven't ever seen our face, which is most of you, we are out here.
Yes, we are.
All right, so Betty said, what?
I don't know, you have to check it out.
Yeah, man. I know she had that Beverly Hills Billy shotgun. But we do have to throw the recording into it. That'd be pretty cool.
It is a really cute story.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't give nobody a little bit.
Nope, I don't want to ruin it.
I know we're on a limited time schedule this week. Definitely on a limited time schedule.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that's... What?
Maybe you can throw it at the end of this, though. I guess you'll have to listen all the way through.
Man, what kind of time you think I got?
And then you can put it in. Maybe put that part at the beginning. So oh, then man. They have to well, listen the, all the way through.
Don't you think you're going to dictate the orchestra when we've been recording for 3 seasons?
You now I'm telling you how to work it.
I'm glad you don't do that in bed because I don't need help there.
What?
Tell you how to work it. You ain't got to tell me nothing.
Dude. Look.
You ain't got to tell me nothing.
I don't have to tell shit.
I know that's right.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to guide you.
You ain't got to guide me on nothing. That's the problem. Because if you guys go back to the first 2-3 episodes, Gina wants it to be more cohesive. Okay. Is that not what you said?
I don't know.
Want it to be more cohesive. Our podcast needs to be more cohesive. And we had
I don't remember debates him off cohesive. Of
the mic. Oh, the debates off the mic were no, not exactly the word cohesive in air quotes.
Yeah, that's
but
not the word that you used.
That what? Why are you trying to still put it on me?
I'll pull like, it no. up. You want me to pull it up?
Go ahead and pull it up.
Because I know that's not cohesive. Nothing.
Because you said we need to be more formatted.
There we go.
Okay, so why do you think
no,
you got to pull
you
it up?
No, you wanted to be formatted.
I mean,
or
no.
I did.
You
I said
did.
No formatted.
Oh, my God. Do you guys hear this? This is an interracial odd couple, people.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I said, just do it my way.
No. And that's why... hasn't been panning out. And that's why you're the star of this damn podcast.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, hush. You're talking out your ass.
I ain't talking out my ass. My ass is tired. It's sitting in this leather chair. Sniff it. You want to talk about tired? Get a whiff.
No, thanks.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Even though I already washed my ass today.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We do want to send a special rest in peace to Botham Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully justice is served.
Yeah.
It is scary. And a lot of people don't understand this, that maybe listen to this podcast. And a lot of people that do listen to this podcast. It is scary. And it always has been in this country's existence to be a black man in an interracial relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at that. It is scary. And what people think they can get away with, what people think is okay, and families are left suffering, loved ones are left suffering, friends of loved ones, all of it encompassed. It is scary. I leave out of our house every day, going to work, wondering if this is going to be my last day. A lot of us live with that fear. A lot of us do. And it's just heartbreaking. It's definitely heartbreaking to have to live with that. And a lot of people won't understand that in this country, especially, you know, being minorities. I couldn't imagine how devastated you would be if this was the last night you ever seen me again.
Mm-hmm.
Behind some bullshit. Behind hatred, behind bigotry, behind racism, behind any of that bullshit. Whether you think it's being fueled or not by 45 and all this other shit. We don't talk about these things on our platform that often, which we never really have, but when it comes to certain things like this, it has to be addressed. Whether we go and do a deep dive on it or not. And I don't want to do a deep dive on it, but I hope justice actually gets served. Because it was some bullshit. You don't just break into a man's home and act like it was my home. And you kill him. You murdered him. You murdered him. As fucked up as that is. And people want to create this narrative too, and it's not a creative narrative because we deal with it too. A lot of us deal with mental health issues. But to take somebody's life should be something that you should have to fucking deal with the consequences of for the rest of your life. I don't care if you're on death row. I don't care if you have to serve out a prison sentence for the rest of your life. Either way it goes, you shouldn't be able to just breathe a free breath of fresh air ever again. Ever again. No matter your race, nationality, or anything. Rest in peace, both of them, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucked up.
That's horrible. Mm-mm-mm.
And you know, some of us that have sat back and just looked at it with just common sense was like, yo, we know what this is. And if you don't know the story, you can look it up yourself. And I ain't even bringing up her fucking name. I'm not going to bring up her fucking name. Look it up yourself.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
It doesn't matter what her name is. Hashtag The Rock. It doesn't matter what your name is. But this was fucking pathetic. It was disgusting. It was filthy. And in my opinion, rotten hell.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten fucking hell. All right, so let's go ahead and end this off on a light note.
Okay.
Plug our social medias, Gina.
Twitter.
You do this.
Yay. What the fuck? Tweet, tweet. Go. What is it? Yeah, yeah. No.
No, I'm just kidding. Try to remix it. Twitter. Where we at on Twitter? At interracial.
I-O.
Yeah.
C.
Why is your voice sounding like a tenor? We're at ILC Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah.
And on IG, we are at interracial_.
That's Instagram.
_.
That's Instagram. IG.
We're working on this. _couple_podcast. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, you can also get it, Gina, at Lady N79.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I never post.
And ladies and gentlemen,
I should let him take over. So
he if you are post. Listening to this podcast this deep into it.
Oh, God.
The Cyphedelic Beat Tape. Hashtag Cyphedelic Beat Tape is available right now. Check it out on YouTube. Also available at WeSampleEverything.com.
I will try to get him to stop doing that voice. I promise. It's not possible, though, because he doesn't listen.
The Cyphedelic Beat Tape will be available at...
And that one. I'll get him to stop doing that one, too.
I hope you guys enjoyed the beat tape. Yay! It is something different.
Yeah,
it definitely really cool. is different. It is different because, is, you know what,
I'm not... It's a good time for it to come out, too.
Because it is Halloween-y. Yes, have you is. Seen me?
It is.
Yeah, Halloween time of the month. Mm-hmm. Time of the year.
And the visuals are badass.
Are they badass?
They're badass.
Who did the visuals?
Miss Led.
Miss Led.
Hi.
At Chick on the Beat.
Yes.
Yeah, man. At Chick on the Beat. And we also have reaction videos by the ILC podcast.
I know. I got talked into doing it.
No, you didn't get talked into doing nothing. You made sure the lighting and everything was baking my motherfucking golden crisp ass.
Oh, my God. It was so scary. I did not like it.
You had fun. Oh. So, get ready for those visuals for the podcast,
people. I don't know.
Even we come home looking all beat up and tired and all that, you might as well just see how all the average Americans look.
Right. No.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in this week. Yeah. We hope everybody's having a great week, or had a great week, or is having a great weekend.
Yeah.
Positive vibes, as always.
Every day.
All right, send us off, babe.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day? I mean, is that how it goes? Yay.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, everybody, deuces.
No, bye. What the fuck?
Where's my dinner?